Hello, world. We are the Ladies of Nerditude. My name's Francine.
I'm Jill.
Just today. And welcome back. This week is the flip side to last week's episode on our favorite female heroines. We're talking about favorite female villains this week.
I'm so pumped.
It's so fun to be bad. So before we started, I wanted to get your take on what you consider, what you used as your criteria for villainry. Because I think that's important.
Question. So I am a firm believer in that the villain is the hero from their own perspective.
Totally agree.
I don't think there are very many villains, male, female, otherwise, that are straight up evil. Mm-hmm. I think everybody has a little redeeming quality, or they have something in their backstory that makes them kind of redeemable, or like at least you can understand that the intention for this good thing in their view was there. So I went with, some of mine are straight up evil. I had to search, but I found them. So I went with women who do bad stuff, but maybe don't try to redeem themselves. So that was kind of where I was coming from. Some of these are probably pretty arguable.
Yeah.
But like, or they just have like the potential to be good, but they choose to be the other way instead. So what about you? What did you?
My list ended up with a lot of like complicated women.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Who can like, from the hero's perspective, are villains.
Yes.
But from their own perspective, they're either like struggling against something, or they're just like kind of deluded into believing something that's not the case from like the outside, but they feel it from their perspective. And also, the thing that made the people make it onto my favorite villains list, it's not because I like them as people, because most of them I don't like as people, because they're villains.
Yeah.
But I like to not like them. Like, they're a good villain to me because I enjoy the villainry that they add to the story. So, like, even if I hate them as, like, a character because I'm like, oh, that person is so hateable. Like, obviously, villain.
Love it. Okay.
They make the story with their villainry.
Okay.
And that's like what that. That's what made them qualify on my list.
I like it.
It's okay. A complicated
It is
topic that
I feel
we're tackling.
Like, it's more complicated to be a villain than it is to be a hero.
Totally. Totally. The only thing that might be more complicated is to be an anti-hero, but that's another show.
Yes. That is entirely a different thing.
Yes.
But
I love me an anti-hero, but that's a different show.
I'm scanning mine really quick. Nope. I don't think any of mine are anti-heroes.
No, I specifically left anti-heroes off of this list.
Yeah. Okay. No, I got some evil bitches on mine.
Try to go with the evil bitches. So,
and I mean like that in the nicest way.
Yes.
So, cool. Who do we want to start off with?
Well, last time we started off with Harry Potter. And as there are some good Harry Potter heroes that are ladies, there are also some really good Harry Potter villains that are ladies.
Absolutely.
Do we want to start there?
I think that we need to.
Okay. For symmetry's sake.
Yes.
Who was on your Harry Potter female villainesses? Villainesses.
Professor Umbridge, who I think is the biggest female villain.
Oh yeah, ever. Like hands down.
List. Yeah. Of anybody ever.
She's pretty bad. She's really bad.
The thing that makes it the worst is that she covers it up with her little
little
cat plates and her tea cups, and everything is pink and fluffy, and I just want to kill her.
And that laugh, I just want to stab her every time I hear that laugh.
I just really wanted McGonagall to punch her in the face
repeatedly,
and it's true. You know, physically torturing students,
being an open racist when you're put in a position of power. Not to say anything about the political climate right now, but art mirrors life sometimes.
She does not, you know, bear resemblance to some people in the world right now.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Anyway, so I find absolutely no redeeming qualities in her whatsoever.
No, not really. She's like just straight up evil.
She is. She's one that I actually feel is straight up.
Yeah. To the bitter end, she was evil. Like, being dragged away by centaurs into the forest to
after she called him half breeds,
right? And she's still yelling about how they're the problem, and just like she wouldn't give it up. She wouldn't even fake it to save her own ass.
No,
she's that entrenched in her own.
And she made life for werewolves just so. Look at poor Remus Lupin. Can't get a job, and his clothes are all threadbare and mm-hmm. stuff. And it's like he's the nicest fucking person in the Harry Potter world.
Yeah.
And she hates him for something he can't control.
And then they go and give her a Horcrux to make it even worse. Like, she wasn't bad enough. Now she's got that influence her on top of everything else.
And I know you didn't read Cursed Child.
No.
She's worse.
Oh, how could she be worse? How is it possible?
She's running the school.
Ugh. We got enough of that in Order of the Phoenix. I'm good.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I don't need to see her in charge of anything else. But, yes, she is definitely evil. And she, like, revels in the badness that she creates.
I kind of want to know more about her backstory. Because, like, you don't really know anything about her other than she came from the ministry.
Yeah.
But, like, I assume that she must come from a long line of, like, purebloods. Like,
bigots, yeah.
And
or there's something she's trying to cover up.
There's something.
Like, yeah, Voldemort.
Yeah. I want to know more about her, just so I can attempt to kind of understand, I guess. Yeah. But, like, there's nothing that's going to be redeemable about her, but I just want to know, like, how she got that way.
Yeah. She strikes me as one of those tiny people. Not because she's short, but because, like, she's not that, like, she doesn't have that much magical prowess that we've seen, or, like, anything. You know, her wand is really short, which tells me that she doesn't have a lot of magical talent.
Right.
So, like, the power and the control is what, like, fluffs her up and, like, strokes her ego. Not that that makes her redeemable in any way, but I feel like that's how I understand her character, is that she, like, craves that control because she doesn't have anything else going for her.
No.
It makes her icky. Like, really icky.
Tell me that she's got, like, a poker group on Friday nights. Nobody
wants to hang out with her. Nobody wants to be her friend. People are either afraid of her or they hate her.
Yeah. I don't think there is anybody who likes her at all.
Herself. She, like, really likes herself.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like,
that's about it.
I don't even think anybody at the ministry is particularly fond of her. I think she just kind of got her position and...
Yeah, and she's a sycophant, so she, like...
Oh, a minister.
Yeah, like, she, like, raises other people up as, like... But it's still what it can do for her and, like, how it reflects on her. So she's very selfish in that way.
Oh, she's just so gross. I hate her so much.
Yes, but she brings a really good air of, like, gravity to the books when she, like, shows up on the scene and, like, gets the power and it gives them something, like, active to struggle against. And something to unite them all, because she's just so hateable and, like, so awful that you're... the only person that likes her? Filch.
Oh, that's right.
I just thought of it.
Yeah.
He definitely is a fan.
I feel like even Malfoy doesn't even like her.
No. I don't think so. I think he will use her position of power to, like, manipulate his own position of power, yeah, but that's about
birds
it.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Oh, Umbridge, we really, really dislike you, but you are a good villain.
The best.
Really good villain.
I hate her more than Voldemort.
Yeah. Oh, she's totally more hateable than Voldemort. Because we can understand him and, like, the damage that he has. Even though it doesn't excuse him. Yeah, he's got no nose. It's hard. You can't smell flowers. You can't. Yeah, it's rough.
I'm mad too.
Food tastes bland. It's a rough life. but, like, I feel like I understand his evil. Like, and where it comes from, she is unapologetically evil.
Yeah.
On a whole different level.
Absolutely. She's the worst of the worst.
But it's not that she's a woman, which I applaud.
Yes.
Her femininity and, like, her femaleness has nothing to do with her, like, evilness, except for the fluffy pink.
I was going to say, other than, like, covering it up with, like, it's like a poisonous flower.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to feel like it's safe and it's pretty, but it's...
It's actually the worst.
So not. And then it eats your face. Yeah. But she also... And I also kind of liked that she wasn't beautiful.
Because that she's so toady many, and like
so many of these female villains are like stunningly gorgeous,
mm-hmm. or at least alluring within their evil. Like they're seductively evil. She has none of that,
and she's just like scary, and she tries mm-hmm. to cover it up with pink fluffy kitten stuff.
Yeah, and like dressing like a little girl, like with the and bows the little voice. And the yeah, and like the cute little voice and everything.
Moving on, before I get rage.
Umbridge tops the villain list.
Yes.
Every time. My other top villain from the Harry Potter world was Bellatrix Lestrange.
Ooh, good
She's
choice.
She's a totally different kind of evil.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we don't know that much about her backstory either.
Some, but not a lot. We know that she's related to Sirius.
Mm-hmm. And her sister is Malfoy's
mom.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like knowing her siblings, we get kind of like a picture of what their family life must have been like, especially from Sirius's point of view, because he rejected all of that.
Yeah.
So she definitely grew up in like a racist, classist environment. Their mother sounds like the worst person ever. Because she would like cut people off and like she would scream about like
she's the daughter of Mrs. Black from the portrait, right?
Yeah.
No, that's Sirius's mom.
I think so.
Yeah, it's Sirius's mom, mm-hmm. which would be her aunt. Because they're cousins.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like if she was that bad, like they're like her sisters and like her brothers and sisters must have also been really bad because we're talking about like the noble house of Black.
Ugh.
So I feel like we get a lot of like what she must have grown up with, but it doesn't excuse just her ickiness.
I was going to say, I think because you look at Narcissa, who's also not very pleasant,
mm-hmm.
but she's not batshit crazy like Bellatrix. I think Bellatrix just had like something extra that like pushed her over the edge, or she just enjoys being mm-hmm. evil, whereas Narcissa is like, I think we're just better than you.
Yeah.
She's more like snobby.
Mm-hmm. She's more haughty, but she's not psychotic.
Yeah, I think Bellatrix has like some pre-existing mental mm-hmm. something going on there.
Yeah.
She just wants to kill people and torture people.
And it couldn't have been helped by her time in Azkaban.
Probably not.
That's not exactly where you would want to put someone with psychotic and murderous tendencies.
No.
Because it's not going to help.
I don't think it did.
I feel like she got the crazy turned up.
Yeah.
To like a whole new level.
But she knows how to style her hair, damn it.
She does. And her clothes.
She was actually pretty stylish.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I must say.
Stylishly evil.
Her fashion sense was on point.
Aside from the whole like murdery thing.
You know.
Whatever, but
I do think that she is a very direct villain. She kills a lot of characters' feelings, you know, so she like definitely takes an active hand in her villainy. She revels in it. Like she enjoys watching Sirius die, and like she boasts about it as a way to provoke a further fight.
That just was the worst when she's running away and she's like, I killed Sirius mm-hmm. Black. And I'm like, oh my God.
Like she just, it's Taunting. A whole other level of like evil in a different way. And I haven't read Cursed Child, but I understand that she brings her relationship to evil in a whole different.
Yeah. She's like baby mama to Voldemort. Like that's a whole level of gross that I was not ready for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she gets hers and she definitely.
Yeah, Molly.
You know, there's the fight against that, which I feel like is going to be a running theme for me in this mm-hmm. episode mm-hmm. is like that it's the fight against them and like what they bring to the table to create the fight that makes me put them on my list.
Okay.
You know, is like. Look at what she did for the plot and like how she moved people
she
forward.
Definitely pushes it
and like pushes strength out of Hermione and like pushes
Dobby.
That was just evil.
That was the only reason she did it.
She just did it to hurt everybody,
yeah,
which makes her a good villain.
Yeah,
even though I definitely don't like her.
And I know it wasn't in the book, but in the movie, when she held Hermione down and carved mud blood into her arm, I was just like, that is...
She's a sadist.
So messed up. Mm-hmm. Mm.
She's a good villain, though.
Yeah, I definitely hate her.
Definitely hate her. Definitely cheered when she got hers, which makes her a good villain.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So... anybody else from Potterland?
Those are the only two, like, true villains. I think there's a lot of people that fall in the line of, like, didn't do anything to help. Well, therefore, they weren't good.
It's like Sirius said, the world's not divided into heroes and Death Eaters.
Yes. That's why I think that list is much shorter than the female heroes of the Harry Potter universe. Absolutely. But they're pretty good. They're pretty top. They're pretty good. They're up there.
Yes.
Who else did you have on your list? Did you have other themed?
Yes, I have a few of them from the Whedonverse.
Okay. More mirroring. I like it.
More mirroring. I have my personal favorite, Drusilla.
She's a great villain.
She's so weird and unpredictable, and I love her. She's so creepy.
She's so crazy in, like, the most entertaining way.
And I like that you know why she's crazy. And you definitely understand maybe why she is the way she is.
Her backstory was phenomenal. Yeah. It was so well done.
I thought it was just like, oh man, that chick's like high or something. And no.
And then you learn about like her twisted past.
Oh my God.
And like. How she tried so hard to fight against what she perceived as the evil inside of her when she was a human. Mm-hmm. And then flipping Angelus.
Dude, what a dick.
He just, that's what drew him to her. Torturing was her goodness and like her, and her gift. Like that combination, he like couldn't resist.
I know.
Just destroying her. And he totally did.
I know, and she's so entertaining.
She is.
Feeding dead birds and, like, talking to the stars through the ceiling. Oh, my God, I love her.
She's a great...
She's like an evil Luna Lovegood.
She is. That's actually a really great description.
She's so weird, and I love it.
She is really weird. Another one, great fashion sense.
Oh, I know.
Right? She's I loved her nails.
She's got the coolest stuff. Oh, yeah.
Her manicures are fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
And I also get a kick out of the dolls. Mm-hmm. Miss Edith and all the little dolls that she, like, talks to. And you kind of wonder if they talk back.
I think they do. Because I think, well, did you read the comics in the expanded universe?
You mean, like, season 8?
Like, the prequel, like, Spike and Drusilla. They did, like, the extended stories of them.
I think I have them on my Kindle, but, I mean, I'm reading Rough Riders right now, so I can prioritize.
Yeah. You get a little bit more about, like, what the dolls might mean to her, because she had sisters.
Oh, ooh, see, I love stuff like
that. Yeah, and, like, they mention it briefly in her backstory in Buffy and, again, in Angel, that, like, she, I'm 99% sure she had a sister named Edith who was killed.
Right.
In front of her because of Evangelist and that whole spiel. So I feel like the dolls are her proxy for like the family that she lost.
Oh my God, that makes her even cooler.
It's so deep.
It's so great.
It's so deep.
How about another one?
I had Glory on my list.
I freaking love Glory.
Of great female villains. She's like the most evil cheerleader that you've ever known in your life.
It's so good.
And I love her. I love her. I love how true she is to what she is. Yeah. Like, she's an old-timey god. They were petty. They were vainglorious. They were, like, self-centered. They thought everyone else was below them. And that's exactly who she is.
Oh, yeah.
And I love her for that.
I know. And she's, like, upset when someone gets blood on her shoes. Fucking love it.
She's awesome. Because she's very vain. And, like, she thinks she's the best. So of course Buffy learns that it's like an awesome way to insult her by being like, hey, dye job, what's up? Like, it's great.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so perfect. And I like that she also is kind of crazy later on when mm-hmm. when her split personality, as it were, can't hold together anymore. Yeah. She's like ripping out her own hair and, what is wrong with you humans? Why won't you just worship me? And mm-hmm. it's like, well, I don't want to. So
she's a really, really good villain. She has all the hallmarks of like a really good villain, and she totally doesn't see what she's doing as wrong, which is just like even better. She's like, what? I'm a god. This is where I belong. You get in my way, I'm going to crush you. That's how this works.
Yeah.
And
I love that she is just absolutely so certain this is going to work out for mm-hmm. her.
And she'll do anything she has to do and use anybody that she has to use to get her shit done. Because, like, she's more important than anybody else. So, like, who cares if she leaves a trail of, like, bodies in her wake? She doesn't care.
And she's kind of funny.
She's really funny.
I dig that. So
the sassy villain.
I love a sassy villain. Or a hero. I'm just like sassy people in general.
It's true. They make life more fun. Mm-hmm. She's a great villain. And I think they brought her in at the right time.
Yes.
For Buffy.
Yes.
Like, it was a good match.
It was kind of like cheerleader versus cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Which was amazing. I also had the first.
Oh, can we call? I guess it's a woman,
that's
too.
Because most often.
Yeah. That's a good point.
She takes the form of Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Which is so sick. That's it so is. Twisted.
So, I mean, like, the first doesn't have gender, but yeah. And can switch to whoever is dead. But she appears as Buffy, Drew, a couple of
Glory.
Others. I think she's Tara at one point.
They no. wanted her to be Tara.
Yeah, she was going to be Tara, but
yeah,
wasn't.
She said no. So they made her Cassie instead.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
In Conversations with Dead People, one of my favorite Buffy episodes.
That's a good one.
That's so good.
But I picked that because, like, again, straight up evil.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally.
Literally.
The first evil. Mm-hmm. The source of all evil badness.
Who prefers to take female form, I think, to seem less threatening.
Mm. Well, I think it's different reasons. Like, obviously, that was a
well,
very...
I mean, it's like a torture thing.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah.
like, when she goes
For Spike,
to Spike,
it definitely is.
Yeah.
For Caleb, I feel like it is a almost like a weird sexual thing. Their relationship yeah. was super dysfunctional. It was gross. And
Nathan Fillion.
He played a great villain. And there's also so many women in that season in particular. Like, you get all the baby slayers in training and like all of that. So there was like a lot of dead women to choose from, and that was a great way to like infiltrate the group when she was Eve, and like right. you know, I mean, you got the bodies are piling up and they're women.
It's true.
It's a very female centric season.
Yes. So I picked the first.
I like it. I'm actually on board now that we've talked.
Yeah. And the only other one that I had was Darla.
Yeah, definitely a female villain. Kind of turns into an anti-hero at different points
kinda.
In Angel. But she definitely has the evil streak to her.
Yeah. She's not as good as her counterparts, but...
No. But she is a good, like, beginning villain. I feel like she's
yeah.
a good starter villain.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, like, branch out and grow from her brand of villainy.
Yeah. Any other ladies from the Whedonverse?
I put Faith on my list of villains, specifically.
I would call her an anti-hero, though.
I think she vacillates back and forth.
Yeah.
But I like her as a foil to Buffy. Like, I like her when she's being evil. Like, when she is just straight. Like, when she's partnered with the mayor yeah. and, like, being evil. She was real. Like, that was important for her character. And so I think she's bigger than her villaindom. But I like her as a villain. Like, I enjoyed
okay.
that. Okay. So that's why I put her on the list.
Okay.
She has like an asterisk next to her because she's definitely takes on all of the different personas. Like, she's a hero sometimes. She's a villain sometimes. She's an anti-hero most of the time. But I enjoyed her partnership with the mayor. And like that
hilarious.
That part of the story was really, really good. And that's what puts her on that list for me.
Okay. I like it.
opinions and feelings.
The only other one I could really think of was, is her name Jasmine?
Mm-hmm.
From Angel.
The Beast.
Yeah.
I think she was too convenient of a villain. I think she was, like, too easy.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. She was not as challenging and not as interesting. Plus the whole thing with Connor and Cordy and, like, I can't even talk about it.
Fest.
That was, like, the worst. No. I don't like to revisit that time in the series. No. It's not fun.
No, I kind of don't usually watch those ones because I'm, like, creeped out the whole time. But
yeah. But she was definitely a big bad, like, definitely a major villain. She didn't even get that much screen time, though, like... Once she was born and, like, a villain, she didn't really get that much time to be villainous.
No. I found a tack in my shoes. Uh-oh. Sorry, I got too... okay, yeah, moving on. Sorry.
Yes. Any others from the Whedonverse?
Not for me, no.
I don't think I had any other ones either. No, I didn't have any other ones either. Do you have any other group? All the rest of mine?
All mine are...
They're, like, separate.
Yeah, they're, like, one-offs.
Yeah. Agreed. So who was one of your other favorites?
It'll be fine. A fandom we don't talk about very much here.
Okay.
Mrs. Lovett from Sweeney Todd.
That's a great one.
My favorite. One of my favorite musicals, by the way, because I'm a creeper. But
it's about serial killers. Of course you love it.
Of course I do.
No, it's a great musical, and it has fabulous music.
It is, and I liked that... Once again, she thought she was doing the right thing by taking in an orphan. And but I love Mr. Barker so much.
Yes.
And I accidentally turned him into Sweeney Todd.
Oops.
But then she, like, yeah, she's, like, just kind of a really weird, twisted stalker lady, I guess.
And she's trying to make a living.
But it's her
times
idea.
Are hard.
Yeah, times is hard. Yeah. She's the one who has the idea to bake people into pie.
Yeah. She's thrifty. She's frugal.
Very financially savvy.
She was trying to get by with cats. Oh. It wasn't working. Next logical step.
Yeah. So I had Mrs. Lovett because why not?
No, she's a great villain. Oh, man. She just cracks me up. I loved Helena Bonham Carter as her, too.
I was going to say, most of my villains on here, now that I'm looking at it, are played by Helena Bonham Carter. So, coincidence?
She plays a great villain.
She does.
She's really good.
She was Bellatrix.
Really good at being crazy.
Yeah. I wonder what that's about. Anyway.
It's about her prowess as an actress.
Absolutely.
It's her process.
Yeah, so...
And it's fun to play a villain.
Oh, I bet. I bet that's so much fun. But yeah, so I had Mrs. Lovett. How about you?
This is one we've never talked about before. From the Tarantino Kill Bill movies, I put Oren Ishii on my list. She is, if you don't know the story, she's the one played by Lucy Liu.
Okay.
So she is a, long story short, she is a Japanese crime boss woman whose father was murdered by another Japanese crime boss. And she, like, devotes her life to destroying this man's life in revenge of her father. And she uses her femininity to do that. They tell her whole flashback story in, like, a anime style comic kind of thing, like a cartoon. It's really Tarantino-ish. But she kills this guy and takes over his crime family and becomes, like, the head crime boss of, like, all of these Japanese crime families. And so she has, like, this ability to sit at this table full of men. She's the only woman. And just be like, I'm in charge here. What I say goes. If you don't like it, shut the hell up.
There's the door.
Or I will literally cut off your head at the table.
Oh, my.
She is a badass. So even though she's a villain and the bride ends up having to, like, fight her, she is a really, really cool character. And she's definitely one of those people that is not the villain in her own mind.
Okay.
She is certainly thinking that she's defending herself and what she believes in, and she's protecting like those that she is beholden to protect.
Interesting.
So I think she's a really complicated character.
I'm not a Tarantino fan, but that might be doable.
There's a lot of blood in Kill Bill. There's a lot of women. The whole cast almost is women, even though the title is about a guy. There's a whole cast of women assassins called the Deadly Viper Squad. And they're pretty badass in like various ways.
Okay.
They're all like experts at like sword play and like they're assassins.
Sure.
Put together by Bill. He like brings this group of women assassins together. It's like the crux of the story. So it's worth it if you don't mind a whole lot of blood and a lot of Tarantino. Lots of feet, lots of cursing.
Okay.
There's a lot of that, but
I'll prepare myself.
I really like the women in that, in those, like in that pair of movies, particularly O-Ren when we look at villains, because she's a really cool one.
I dig.
I like her.
Right on. I had Jadis, the White Queen from the Chronicles of Narnia.
Ooh, yeah.
She is so mean.
She is. But she definitely thinks she's doing the right thing.
She does.
Like, she thinks she's the savior.
She thinks that Aslan is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she thinks she's right. To a fault.
She's not right.
She's not right.
As it turns out. Spoiler.
She's not right.
You know, tricking children by giving them Turkish delight. This is why you don't take candy from strangers.
It's true. It's true. She's freezing.
Even if they're in a sleigh.
That's right. And they're very pretty. Yeah. She's another one. Mm-hmm. Super pretty, right? Like really alluring to a teenage boy.
Yeah.
Plus she's got candy.
Plus she has candy and a ride in a country where you don't know how you got into it through your closet. So yeah.
Well, and he felt alienated by his family and his so-called friends that he didn't believe were really his friends.
She knew exactly.
She swooped in, like right at the right time.
Knew exactly what he would want to hear.
Conniving.
Yeah, I think it's been a while since I've read those books. And there's like some of the later ones I didn't read as much, but they were a little religious for my taste.
Yeah.
But in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and then was she in The Magician's Nephew?
I can't remember. It was a different.
No, she was in another one, though, wasn't it? Where they go back to Charn?
Yes. Maybe Voyage of the Dawn Treader?
Maybe, I'm not sure. But
it's been a long time since
she was them. One where she just was creepy.
It's definitely creepy.
Like, right from the get-go, because to me, it's like, she's like an icicle where it's like, oh, it's so pretty, but it's sharp. And I don't.
And it's cold and it's like she doesn't really care about anybody except for herself.
Yeah. And her homeworld got jacked up, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah. And she blames Aslan for that.
Yeah, she
even
blames Aslan, even though it was
not his fault. but she has an axe to grind.
Yeah.
And she's like, I will destroy you.
I will destroy Narnia.
And remake it the way that I want, because I want to be in charge.
Yeah. So she's on a power trip. but I thought she was worth a mention.
Yeah. No, she's definitely a really good villain and a very strong woman.
She's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, she rides polar bears.
Yeah. Turns everyone she hates into ice statues. Like, she's...
I know. Poor Mr. Tumnus.
She's definitely a badass. Mm. But on the evil side.
Yeah. She's a scary lady. But how about your next one?
Let's see. Oh, this is a fun one.
Okay.
We've talked about Misery before.
Oh.
But I put Annie Wilkes from Misery on my list of villains. Talk about like a straight up crazy, deluded, committed individual. Yeah.
Committed. Let's go with that.
She is just a really, really good villain because she's so irrational. That's what makes her such a good villain to me, is that like the depth of her craziness gives her this like unpredictability that makes her a really great horror villain, because you think it's over and then she like pulls out more crazy, or like you think that they found a way to beat her, and you're like, aha, they outsmarted her. And then she's like even crazier than you ever thought. Like the depth of crazy just kept going.
Did you see the video on YouTube of that woman who went to the bookstore pretending to be her?
No, but that is horrifying. It was
like
a
publicity thing. She like goes in. I can't remember. What's the name of the author dude who's in Misery?
Give me a second. Sheldon? I want to say his last name. Wait, it's something with an SH. Give me a second. I have to think about it. Keep talking.
Okay.
it's anyway, going to dawn on
she
me.
She goes
in
there like asking for one of his books. And when the cashier is like, there's no such author, she like flips out.
Oh, no.
And everybody thought it was like a video of like this lady flipping out at Barnes and Noble. But it was actually just like this lady.
Was it like performance art?
I think so. I'll have to find it and send it to you.
That's awesome. Another one. She must be so fun to play. Right?
Yeah.
Like, how fun must it have been to play her? Kathy Bates plays a great villain.
She sure does.
P.S. She's awesome. Every time she's a villain, I love it. But, like, she just has that, like, commitment to her own ends. Like, she knows exactly what she wants. She's completely obsessed with it. And she's like, come hell or high water, this is happening. And it's like the rest of like the sympathetic part of her brain is just not there in pursuit of this end that she sees, that it causes her to treat another human being the way that she does.
Yeah.
And that is scary, but it's also really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed very much.
Well, staying on the Stephen King thing.
Paul Sheldon.
Okay. I said Carrie's mom.
Oh, yes.
Who I don't think has a name.
She might have had a name in the book. It's been a long time since I read that
book. But she is scary.
She's batshit crazy.
She stayed with me. This book is about a girl who is really scary and crazy. No, her mom.
Her mom is the true source of evil.
Who is insane. Like, locking her daughter in a closet and beating her. And
her religiosity is what scared me the most.
Because there are people who exist.
Oh, like that. Yeah. And like suppressing her daughter's like
telekinesis.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have that. But like even before that, she would be like suppressing her sexuality, like not allowing her to like know about herself. And that causes Carrie to be like maladjusted.
Yeah.
So it's really all her fault.
Yeah, like the tampon incident. Mm-hmm.
It was because nobody was empowering her to understand herself.
Yeah, she didn't know.
It's like the worst puberty ever.
Ugh.
And your mom is actively working against you.
Oh, yeah.
She's the true villain. Totally, hands down. She's the worst.
And kind of in the same vein, but not entirely, I have Mrs. Bates.
Oh, yeah.
Norman Bates' mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that she's full on evil.
Her mother is Margaret, Carrie's mom.
Carrie's mom. But Mrs. Bates definitely didn't help Norman.
No. Oh, not at all. And she definitely did some very questionable things, like in her own right.
If you read the books, it's been a little while, but I'm like 98% sure she sleeps with
Norman. Ooh, that makes it worse.
Yeah, but I don't, like in the TV show, it didn't get that far.
No.
She did some other questionable stuff.
Yeah, she definitely has an inappropriate touching problem. And a personal space issue.
Yeah, and I feel like, she's got her own problems, but I don't I think she was damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And she had mental problems and things like that. But she created, through that, somebody who seriously was evil.
Yeah. Yeah, and she adored him.
You could put it that way.
And, like, that makes it, like, creep. Like, she created this monster and then was like, my precious baby boy. And that, like, makes it even worse, right? So it's like it's not bad enough that she's damaged and passed that damage on to her children and intensified the damaged relationship and like made the family like worse and worse and like put it into that dysfunctional hole. But then she like reveled in that I'm like, that was her safe space, was the dysfunction of her family.
Yeah, like, I feel like she's not happy if things are going well.
No, because that threatens her.
Yeah, because then you don't need mom.
Twisted.
Yeah. So.
In a whole different way. But they are good. You're right. They are good. Like, Carrie's mom and Norma, Margaret and Norma, are, like, definitely sides of a similar coin.
So it's really important to remember how to act when you're a mom.
Yeah, really. Don't do this to your children. It's, like, a lesson in what to avoid.
Yeah.
To not create a murdering psychopath.
Gosh. Yeah. Who is your next one?
Next on my list, I put Lady Bathory from the TV show Salem.
I haven't watched that, but I know Lady Bathory from history.
Yes.
Is she the same one?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, okay. Loosely based on the same. She's played by Lucy Lawless.
Yes.
So right there, she's, like, pretty awesome. And Salem actually has a plethora of women villains and quote-unquote heroes.
Okay.
Because no one's really good on that show.
I wouldn't expect them to be.
No. But there's definitely, like, factions that, you know, if you, like, align yourself in one way, you're, like, more villainous than in the other. But she, Lady Bathory, is just, like, straight up pretty much evil. She wants power. She wants to be in charge. She wants to be, like, the first wife of the devil, if you will.
I mean, and if you're going to do it, be the first one.
Yeah. And she, like, resents the other witches because they're, like, British witches and, like, American witches. And she's like, ugh, that witchcraft is below my witchcraft.
Where's she from?
She is, like, Eastern European, but turns out she's, like, really, really, really old. So she's basically, like...
She's Transylvanian.
She's basically, like, the first, you know, like, a very, very old school of witchcraft. And she resents, like, the newfangled witchcraft. And she, yeah, okay, has no qualms, a la the historical... Bathory has no qualms about, like, using the blood of young virgins to keep herself young. She's a very sick relationship with her son. Very, very, yeah, super duper dysfunctional relationship with her son. And she just basically finds anything that takes her power and prestige away as threatening.
Okay.
But she's a delightful villain. She really brings a whole different level of, like...
Is she in through the whole series, or she's like a new addition?
Season two. She's like the big bad of season two.
There's like three seasons now?
Yeah. Okay. This is the third season that they're in now, which I haven't seen yet. It's got Marilyn Manson in it, though. I'm very excited. He's kind of a Sweeney Todd-esque character.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I gotta watch that. Yeah.
It's a great show, and it's got a wonderful female cast. I will say, like, the number of women that they have and the various characters and, like, alignments and sort of relationships between them.
Okay.
It's a really cool show.
Ooh.
But she is, like, the most straight up villainous woman that I've seen on the show so far. And she takes other, like, younger women within the town and, like, turns them against the rest of the group when they were all supposed to originally be, like, against the Puritans. They, like, start infighting against each other.
Now, does it follow, as we start just talking about the show, but sorry. That's my fault because I'm a big history geek and I'm like, oh my God, I love the history of the Salem witch trials.
Me too.
So, like, does it follow, like, are those people characters in it, or is it more like this just takes place in Salem?
They are, like, most of them are the characters. We get, like, the Proctors. We get, like, Abigail. We get, like, all of those characters.
Oh,
Mary.
Okay.
All of them are there. It slightly doesn't follow. It's, like, almost like if the history of the Salem witch trials was the revisionist history. Like, this is what's telling you what's really happened, but nobody could handle what was really going on. So it got, like, reformulated.
Okay.
It's kind of like that. So I really like it. I enjoy it a lot. And I think it has great merit as, like, a female-centered show in a really cool way. So that makes it awesome. But I think Lady Bathory is, like, the straight-up villain. Like, she's the most villainous villain out of any of the characters that I've met so far on the show.
Okay.
And she's, I mean, Lucy Lawless is just so wonderful.
Got me intrigued.
It's good. If you haven't seen it, watch it. No. It's good.
Okay.
Who else did you have on your list? I have like three more to kind of wrap up my list.
I have... Who do I have? Poison Ivy.
Ooh, how did I not think about Batman villains at all?
So, I have to say my favorite part about the Batman universe is the villains.
Oh, yeah.
I think Batman has some of the best villains all around. But Poison Ivy has always been my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's so much cooler than Catwoman. And I mean, Harley Quinn's, she's kind of cool, I guess. But, like,
I just take her or leave her.
I know that not everybody liked this movie. Mm. But whichever one it was where Uma Thurman played Poison Ivy.
Was that Batman and Robin?
I think it was. Those were not the best movies, I will admit.
No. But,
and I thought it was a really weird pairing to put her with Mr. Freeze. But anyway.
Yeah.
I just really liked that portrayal of her about how she was just like the innocent little botanist lady.
And she got turned evil.
And that she got murdered and her plants saved her.
Mm-hmm. It kind of changes your perspective.
And
you could understand.
I don't know why. I can't really pinpoint why I like her so much, but I just do. I don't know.
She's very cunning.
She is.
I like that about her.
And I feel like she's got a really unique power or like a unique persona, however you want to put that. But she's one of my favorite Batman villains. And I think that she, I guess like in the next iteration of Batman, she's Harley Quinn's girlfriend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I guess there's like, I'd have to do some more research into it. So I'm sorry if you're like super into Batman and I'm getting this wrong.
We're not DC fans. It's okay.
The only thing I like from DC is Batman. And I have to admit, I haven't read the comics. I've just kind of like watched the movies and stuff. But my understanding is there is some version of the universe out there where Harley and the Joker aren't together for some reason. And she runs off with Poison Ivy.
That's the way it should be.
Which I was like, I would watch that so much.
Like a Thelma and Louise of them. Like,
and there's like
causing havoc across the country.
I found it on Pinterest and I can't. I guess it must be from one of the animated versions of Batman, but it's like Poison Ivy and Harley, and they're in a car, and they're driving, and they stop at a light or something. I'm surprised they even stopped at the light. And
they're law-abiding villains. It's important.
And these guys from the sidewalk yell at them, and they go, "What makes you think you can do that?" And Harley, like, stands up and, like, whips out one of her, like, cannon things and shoots at them. And Poison Ivy says something like, silly boys, they think they can talk to us however they want.
I like it.
Yeah, I gotta find it. But I really like her.
No, that's totally fair. I think she's very sassy. You love a sassy villain.
I do.
And a sassy hero. And she, in the Uma Thurman movie, like specifically, she uses her sensuality as like part of her danger.
Yeah. And it's okay to be feminine and still be powerful thing, which when I was growing up, that was just not like a thing that connected in my head. So I think she was the first villainess that I encountered where it was like, oh, you don't have to be kind of dudely to be,
or like the sidekick the girlfriend of the real villain,
Batgirl. And I think she's Batwoman now.
Oh, is she Batwoman now?
I think she got upgraded.
We changed it. I had no idea.
I think so. Pretty sure.
That's good.
Which is right on.
Yeah, I'm but down.
Yeah, so I picked Poison Ivy.
That's a good one. I like it. Yeah, I'm just thinking about Uma Thurman and like
she was so good in that.
She was really good. And again, fashion. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Her hair was fabulous.
Oh, I know.
I loved it. So jealous.
Mm-hmm. I can't pull that off.
It's a theme. So sticking with like the female villains, I put Dr. Mrs. the Monarch from the Venture Brothers cartoon on my list of favorite villains. I know you don't watch it.
I was going to say that is over my head.
You're looking with like a
panicked. I have no idea.
Like, I have no idea who you're talking about. So she is really cool because she is, when they open the show, she's the girlfriend of like the main villain who's the dude. And he and like the main hero, like Dr. Venture and the Monarch, have this like classic, like, supervillain, superhero, kind of like super scientist, supervillain kind of relationship. But she's actually the smart one.
I love
it. So she, yeah, she is like the one that has all the good ideas. She's the one that is like, hey, stupid, you're going to get caught if you do this. And then he's like, back up, woman, I'm going to take care of this. And then he gets caught and she has to save him. So she is definitely like the power behind the throne. She was a villain in her own right. And then she hooked up with him and kind of like had to become the second in command.
Oh.
And she resents it a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, and she's like, well, if this is what I need to do to be like in charge. And now we're at the point in the story, because the story is still going on, where she is now Dr. Mrs. the Monarch. She was Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
And now she's Dr. Mrs. the Monarch. And she is now taking over like the world of villainy. Like, she has kind of risen to power.
Okay.
In the ranks of like the villains in the show, in the universe. And she has designs on being like the top villain, like literally being the queen of the villains. And I think she can do it.
Okay.
She's a badass woman. And she's also like really beautiful. And like, she has big boobs and like a tiny little waist. Mm-hmm. So she's like the quintessential like dish.
Okay.
But her voice is a man.
Wait, like.
Like, it's literally a man. Like, it sounds like a man.
Using a woman.
She talks like this. Oh. Like, she's literally a man.
Oh, I was like, wait, like, a man does her voice but still sounds like a woman? Or, like, oh, okay.
No. So people are always like, oh, she's so beautiful. Whoa, that voice. Like, so that's her. Oh. That's the, like, running joke.
That's kind
of
funny.
Of okay. her. So, like, I really appreciate her as a character. She is, like, one of my favorites from okay. that show. I love her. She's awesome. If you okay. don't watch it just for her, because she's hilarious.
Wunderbar. My next one is Cruella de Vil.
Yes. Talk about evil. You don't kill puppies, lady.
I was going to say, so I know she's a cartoon. / Glenn Close.
Mm-hmm. True.
But, I mean, even when when you're a little kid, she's just scary.
She right? is terrifying.
But then you go back and you watch it as an adult and it's like,
she's still scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, she's and very scary.
She kind of creeps me out because she's so close to people who probably exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, she's very realistic.
Like in the movie when she has Horace and Jasper break into the zoo and kill the tiger mm-hmm. to take its fur. That is so awful.
But it's so true. But like,
people do that. And yeah. I guess that's why she creeps me out, is because I could walk into a fur store. Not that I would, but I could walk into somewhere and there's Cruella de Vil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she could be somebody you actually run into somewhere. Again, she's got really cool, like, nails.
Her hair
kind of perks for her. But, like, and I think, not so much in the cartoon, but in the movie, it was like she was really pretty,
mm-hmm.
but she was so evil that yeah. she was just gross. And yeah.
And she thought she had the right to do it. Like, she didn't understand.
Yeah, and she just thought that she could do whatever she wanted. Mm-hmm. And when Pongo's owner, I can't remember, their, like, the humans don't really matter. But like,
male owner number one.
Yeah.
I feel like his name was Dave, but that might just be from Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I'm not sure if that's right.
Well, the owners of Pongo and Purdy, when they confront her,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, well, you don't matter, you're nobody, and I want your dogs because of the spots on their coats. It's like, yeah, she has no connection. She is one who's straight up evil.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants what she wants because she wants it, and nobody's going to stop her.
Who kills puppies? Who kills puppies?
There are people, I'm just saying, but...
evil people kill puppies.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not just a puppy. She was going to kill 99 puppies.
A lot of puppies.
And
they were puppies. Yeah, I can't.
It was just... yeah, so she made it onto my list because she was just so evil.
Yeah, very hateable in her evil.
No redeeming qualities.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Ugh. Blech. Now I feel gross. Puppies. No, I just want to go adopt all the puppies
now.
Yeah,
I'm going to go home and like pet my animals and Did you have any other ones?
So there was one other one that I wanted to mention. I'm a big fan of the Dresden Files. And yes. One of the big female villains is the Fairy Queen, Mab. She is awesome. Yeah, like the actual like fairy queens,
all right.
Titania and Mab and everybody, like they're in the story. Ooh. And she is evil, but it's explained that she's evil with quotes around it because that is who she is. Like she is there to balance the scales between the Winter Court and the Summer Court. Okay. She's the Queen of Air and Darkness. It's like her thing.
It's her job.
It's who she is. It's mm-hmm. more than her job. They kind of explain it throughout like the course of the series. Mm-hmm. She is meant to embody that role. She's meant to be a caricature. She's
like the darkness on Supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just like that is who she is. And she, I love her because she's unapologetic about it. She's like, you know, oh, I shot you with a machine gun. Yeah. What else did you expect me to do? That's who I am. Mm-hmm. So like she's evil, definitely conniving, you know, like very morally ambiguous. Like she will straight up kill your ass and not think twice about it.
Okay.
But she's hilarious. She's snarky and she is just the best. Like she's so confident in like who she is, even though she's evil and she's the bad guy. She definitely has some redemption to her because sometimes she's meant to do the right thing, and she does. But she's cool in a different kind of villain way because mm-hmm. she knows that she's the villain. And she's like, yeah, that's my job. That's who I am. Hi, have you met me?
Okay.
That's my job.
I kind of like that.
And I like that about her. And she's a very strong woman, and I love it.
Mm.
Very cool. She was the last one on my, like, top list.
The last one that I had was the queen from Snow White.
Ooh, icky character.
Because being the literature dork that I am,
mm-hmm.
I took a class in college about fairy tales mm-hmm. and about how usually the villain was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It was usually your stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of queen who usually had an absent king
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Yeah, like
a single single woman.
Yeah, and so I picked her to be kind of representative of that kind of person because, you know, we talked about like Carrie's mom and Mrs. Bates,
mm-hmm.
who I feel like are the stepmothers or the evil mothers yeah. or whatever.
They're like the modern equivalent of that.
Yeah, and so the queen from Snow White, I mean, her whole spiel is someone's prettier than me, so I'm going to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And way back in the day, and to some people still, that's all women want, right? Is to be pretty.
That's where their value comes from.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
I picked her to be kind of representative of like all the villains that fall into that category because, I mean, honestly, they're all the same.
Yeah. It's very archetypal. Like,
yeah. So, I mean, I could have just said the queen.
Mm-hmm. Like the evil queen.
Basically anything.
Fill in the blank. Yeah.
The queen of hearts, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But she was my last one because she just, all she wants is to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. she is straight up evil with no redeeming qualities. You
pretty much ruthless.
Why the hell the king married her in the first place? I don't know.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the British version of Snow White? There's like a British made for, like it was a movie. Okay, it's one of my favorite movies.
No, I don't think I've.
It's crazy pants, weird, off the wall. It's a musical. It's live action.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
It's so ridiculous. but in that, the queen is really, really beautiful. And that's why the king marries her, because she's powerful. She has, mm-hmm. like, her own fiefdom.
Okay.
And he's, like, trying to consolidate his power. So when his wife dies, she kind of, like, slides in there as, like, look, I'm pretty and I'm convenient and I like you. And that's how that happens. But she's really ugly on the inside and she hides it with, like, being beautiful on the outside. Kind of similar to the cartoon, Disney cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Snow White, where she, like, looks really beautiful and then she's, like, the old evil hag towards the end. Same idea.
Interesting.
So okay. That gives a little more of her.
Yeah. And the only other one I had on there was Maleficent.
Yeah. Another pretty bad fairy.
Today's word of wisdom, don't trust fairies.
It's like, true. It's just not a good idea.
No.
Fight the fairies.
Very,
Ah. Huh?
Yeah. It comes up every episode.
It's
doesn't
true.
It? It
does. We can't get away from it.
Here's a GIF for that.
So that was our list of favorite female villains. If you have ones we left off, if you have ones you disagree with and you're like, no, they're actually the hero of the story.
Yeah.
Let us know. We're always up for a lively debate when it comes to nerdy stuff. And what are we talking about next week?
We are talking about the Sorting Hat from Harry Potter.
Ooh.
I'm going to Harry Potter World.
And I'm so jealous.
And I'm so pumped. It was just like a random thing that ended up coming up with one of my friends, Misha. And so I thought I would talk a little bit about like maybe what the park is like. I'm going to the one in Hollywood, not the one in Florida. So talk about that a little bit. But then we were like, let's have a sorting extravaganza of where fictional characters might end up should they go to Hogwarts.
Yes. All the debate and discussion.
Yeah, so if you would like to submit some characters or anything along those lines, please send that to me on Twitter, Ladies Nerditude. Email it to us, ladiesofnerditude@gmail.com. Send it on Facebook. Pick your poison. Just go ahead
Morse
and
Morse code it to us.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm pretty good with sign language. If you want to, you know, go that route, you can do that. Email it in, or however you're gonna do it, and we will sort them.
Yeah.
And then we'll debate that.
Yeah. We'll talk about where we feel they should fall.
Yeah. So I think that will be super fun.
It's going to be interesting. I'm excited. We'll have to pick our list of fictional characters. So help us pick our list.
Yeah. Because
that's the first
step. We're trying to expand the fandoms that we talk about. So if you have one that we're a part of, or if we're or something that we're not a part of or whatever, just let us know, because I want to, like, expand my nerd cred.
Yeah, totally.
So,
I'm into it.
Dude.
Learning new things is fun. I'm always looking for new stuff to, like, waste my time watching and reading. So,
that I'm trying to get over my TV narcolepsy, so please give me something thrilling to watch.
Nice.
Yeah, I made it through a series of unfortunate events, and I only fell asleep, like, twice.
Oh, that's good.
So, I'm growing as a person. And I kind of watched Salem.
That will give you nightmares. It's straight up scary.
I believe it.
It's good, though. I recommend it.
So, anyway, send all that in. And until then,
we'll see you next week. Yeah. Fight those fairies.
Yeah, fight the fairies.
Bye.
Bye.